Tom Gillespie, your team are Paddy McLaren Cup champions. I'm sure you're delighted with that.
I'm delighted, Ryan. You know, it's a real honour to be here today, you know, to be the first Donegal team to take the Paddy McLaren back down, you know, and at under 21 level, and you know, great result for us, and you know, great result for the club and the parish of Gidore, and fair play, you know, we had a great support here today, and you know there was boys coming from Scotland and everything today, and again, you know, the immigrants, all the immigrants that are away, you know, they'd be listening on the radio, and it was for them as well, all the people that are away, immigration, all parts of the you know, world, you know, so it's a great day to be from Gidore, and we're very privileged, and you know, it'll be a great night going into Gidore tonight, and hopefully you know, they'll come out, and you know, we'll have a big cavalcade going through the parish tonight, because these boys deserve it, Ryan.
Yeah, it was a tough battle and you know, testing conditions out there, but you got off to a great start. Eamon Collum hitting the ball in the net after 4 minutes. Did that settle the thing down for you?
Definitely so. That's what we wanted. We needed to get a good start, because we knew Lavi are very defensive, and if they got ahead of us, they would be hard to break down. But we got that breakthrough with Eamon Collum. It was a super goal and a great move. And you know, probably in 20, 30 years' time, it'll still be a great goal. And it gave us the cushion, you know, to kick on, and we kept at it then, tipping away with the points and everything else. But you know, it was tough, but we got ahead and stayed ahead then, Ryan.
Yeah, you were saying that Cian Mulligan got your second goal, and you kicked on, but Lavi didn't really go away. They were kind of within 6 or 7 points. A high ball goes in, could go into the net, but you pushed clear in the last 5 minutes. Cian Mulligan with 2 goals. He was man of the match, a hat-trick hero. It was his first game of the year, but what a player he is, Tom.
Well, Cian Mulligan's a special player. He's been a great player down the from under 12 upwards. He's been his goals all the time with Cian, and you know when they talk about great Gidore players, he's up there. And you know, Hughie Bagullar was there in the 40s, 50s. You know, he was a great goal scorer, and Mulligan's great. And you know, he scored a hat trick in the county final as well. And the quality he brings, and then once he's able to go into this wee small pockets of space, and then he it's all goals. And he's a fantastic finisher as well. And I know, great to be here to see Mulligan performing.
Yeah, and I know it's a big team effort, but I'm just going to mention one other individual, Darrow Boyle, who played in the McKenna Cup final last night. He togged out here again and put in a big 60 minutes for you, and he's another player with a big future ahead of him.
Definitely so. Darrow, put in a big shift again today for us after playing a full game last night, and you know, he looks after himself, and he's a quality player. And even in the semi-final against Kerry Duff, you know, he had a big game, and he always brings quality no matter what match. You know, he looks after himself, and he's a role model, great role model for young players, and you know, great performance again from Darrow today, and
yeah.
covered every inch of grass there today for us. You know, great performance.
You have wonderful individual players, but that team spirit, that team collective, you mentioned during the week that it was a big squad effort. You did it the hard way. You had 4 games. You needed everybody to perform, and everybody did.
Definitely, Ryan, it's all about the squad and the unit, and every man's valued the same way. You know, there's no superstars or nothing, no egos. You know, we try, and every man has the same value, and that's the way it is. On our team play, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on the tackle. You know, we coach the tackle. We've coached the tackle for the last 10 years, and the running game then, and you know, the quality of player we have as well, and the way we play is the running game. It suits our players. They enjoy playing it, and you know, the game plan is suiting the kind of player we have at the minute here. You know, Ryan. But the tackle is so important, and you see against Donegal, we only conceded 2 points from play, carried off 1 point from play, and today again, you know, we kept it down. I think it was 1 point from play or something something like that. And that's why what that tells you is it's all about the hard work and all about the unit working together.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of the end of one era here tonight because, you know, that is the end of that underage team that have had so much success. That's their final game. But it's potentially the start of a new era. These fellas will go in properly into senior football now and they'll have potential. There's plenty of competition there with the St Unions, Kilcars and Glenties and teams of this. But can these lads push on and win senior championships in years to come?
We'll have to push on now. You know, we can't be hanging about. You know, waiting for it to happen. You know, you see Kilcar, you know, the way they build a young side, and it took them a couple of years to make the breakthrough. And sometimes it's hard to make the breakthrough, but we have the squad of players. We have the three McGees. We have Kevin Cassidy. We have Owen McNeillis. We have James Carroll. You know, senior footballers. We have the experience now. We have the youth, and there's no point in hanging about. You know, we have to make it happen, and. Hopefully we'll try and 1-1 to make the breakthrough, and then you know try and win Ulster then, or you know come back here and win an Ulster club senior here someday soon.